Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Fürsprecher oder Verbündeter der First Nations zu sein bedeutet, sich für Angelegenheiten und Anliegen einzusetzen, die für indigene Gemeinschaften von Bedeutung sind, und diese aktiv zu unterstützen. Hier sind einige Aspekte, die in diesem Zusammenhang zu beachten sind. Wie in jeder Beziehung ist das Kennenlernen des Volkes einer der ersten Schritte, sagt Karen Mundine, die Geschäftsführerin von Reconciliation Australia.
It has to start with understanding the relationship and the situation we are in today with First Nations peoples and other Australians. And understanding the history, the things that have gone on in that relationship. And it doesn't matter whether you're a recent migrant. If you want to build a relationship, understanding who people are and the things that have happened to them that impact their lives and their experience of being Australian, I think is a really good starting point.
Dieser Prozess kann einen bereichern und Verbindungen zu Menschen und Land ermöglichen, sagt Karen Mundine.
A great starting point is just learning who the local traditional owners are for the communities where you live. And you can often do that through First Nations organisations. You can often do it through local councils. And then getting to know the people in your area, getting to know the places, which often have park names that uses traditional language, places that are named after things that happened historically in that area.
Dr. Summer May Finley, eine Yorta-Yorta-Frau, sagt, es sei wichtig, dass sich nicht indigene Menschen informieren.
An ally is someone who takes the time to educate themselves, because as only 3% of the population, if we tried to educate everybody, we'd be doing nothing else. That includes sleeping and eating. So really, the starting point is going to trusted sources. Reconciliation Australia or your date-based Reconciliation Council, a really good starting point. I highly recommend them.
Der Gomila Roy-Mann, Luke Pearson, ist Gründer von Indigenous X, einer Online-Plattform, die verschiedene indigene Stimmen vorstellt und würdigt. Er sagt, dass wir zuerst alle Menschen als gleichwertig ansehen müssen, bevor wir uns mit der Geschichte befassen.
You come from a place of dignity, respect, love, appreciation, and an understanding that all peoples are fundamentally equal. And whatever differences we see in our culture are not a reflection of, you know, better, worse, superior, inferior in that way, then you're off to a good start. But if you don't have that, then it really doesn't matter what you learn, what you experience. It's always going to come through, ultimately in finding ways to validate, justify, you know, racism.
Luke Pearson sagt, dass zwar jeder eine Rolle bei positiven Veränderungen spielen kann. Er jedoch vermeidet den Begriff Verbündete.
The reason I don't like that terminology is to try to decenter non-Indigenous people from the cause for Indigenous justice. And so if you're doing good things and you're helping, that's great. But you shouldn't need a label or a sticker or making it about you in that way. The goal is not for you to feel good. The goal is to improve outcomes for Indigenous people.
Ein guter Verbündeter ist jemand, der die Grenzen dessen kennt, was es bedeutet, ein Verbündeter zu sein. Und das steht im Gegensatz zu einer Person, die den First Nations angehörig ist. Das sagt Dr. Finley.
We don't need someone to step into the realm of trying to behave like an Indigenous person. What we need is people who recognize they're not First Nations and also recognize when it's a First Nations person that should be speaking, and in that, make sure that they're actually then proactively identifying people that should speak on their behalf.
Die Geschäftsführerin von Reconciliation Australia, Karen Mundine, sagt, dass Flüchtlings- und Migrantengemeinschaften aus ähnlichen Lebenserfahrungen schöpfen können, um bessere Ergebnisse zu erzielen.
There are experiences of racism, limited in where they're able to travel or go or visit, who have been kept away from their homelands. These are things that are similar experiences, and I think they're things that we can then collectively build from. I think it's important for other communities to ask their community representatives to formally support First Nations organisations. Invite First Nations peoples to come speak to your community organisations, to your churches, temples, mosques.
Und das funktioniert in beide Richtungen.
Many First Nations people are more than happy to support migrant communities and the struggles and the challenges that they're facing.
Das Referendum über die indigene Stimme im Parlament im letzten Jahr war eine gute Gelegenheit, mehr über die Ureinwohner zu erfahren, sowie Beziehungen aufzubauen. Und dies fortzusetzen, ist für die Zukunft des modernen Australiens von entscheidender Bedeutung, so Frau Mandein.
If we want to build a modern, diverse nation that is proud of its multiculturalism, it has to start with the first Australians and recognizing this is a connection that goes back 65,000 years plus. And if we can build on the wisdom of the world's oldest, continuously connected culture, I'm sure that creates so many opportunities for us as a modern nation into the 21st century and beyond.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.